Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I remember when we first started this song. All the fellas, Tim, Raphael, who me? I'm Dwayne. And I'm an Aquarius. You see, we were over in Trinidad and Tobago for a while. We met a few friends, had a good time, you know. But while we were there, we experienced something called slow wine. No, it's not just drinking. Pay attention. Let me explain.
Hey, lady, you know the one thing that we're missing. Please, girl, pay attention. You see, I'd rather show than tell. Now you gotta lift up my emotion. But no plus a four-letter word. It's the one thing on my mind.
Thank you.
as I can see, I wanna keep you here, laying next to me, sharing our love between the sheets.
Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, La Pearl La Negra, and this is the Erotic Love Song. Matter of fact, I'm co-hosting. I'm just riding a shotgun with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. How you doing tonight, Diva?
Diva, I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm a little off balance today. I don't know what's going on, but I'm gonna be all right. I got to work through it through the program, and I'll be all right. Let me finish this introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? You got your Raw Links on, Diva? Because I got mine on.
Absolutely. All the time.
Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, I see you listening. Y'all got to raise your hand and participate. Come on and join us. We love you, too. If you want to just sit back, chill, and listen to some really, really good poetry, some good conversation. Let me just stay right here.
Mm-hmm.
Before I go any further, I have to give a shout out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio. But guess what? He is also the CEO of Raw Links. Y'all can acquire them at Raw Links, Be Raw, Facebook.com, and on Amazon. And if you can't get them from there, just holler at your girl. I got you. Don't worry about it. Diva, Diva, Diva.
Mm-hmm.
This topic, my goodness, has me in a mood. It really does. But I love what you came up with.
Yeah.
I think everybody may have a kink. What do you think?
You know, I think so. I really do. It's got to be some action or actions that just totally turn you on. And that's your kink.
Mm.
And I know I have one.
I know I got one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going
So, absolutely. So, as my diva was saying, please participate tonight because we want y'all to bring those fire pieces and thrill us and make us take our socks off and maybe look something up too. All right. So, my diva, I think I'd like to start with you tonight, if you don't mind. Let's kick us off.
Oh, you want me to say? All right. Okay. All right. I'll see what I can do for you. I got something.
Well, first, how far would you be willing to go in the exploration of your kink? And what does a kink do for you?
My only limit with my kink is uncomfortability. If I feel really, really uncomfortable, that's the only thing that would stop me. But other than that, I don't know, man. I guess I can give a little bit of a way. If you say it the right way, you know, I ain't gonna tell everything. I'll tell you about it in my piece. You don't catch the
all
rest
right.
of it, well, just don't catch it. But now, what does it do for me? It's everything to me. It's everything for me in the bedroom because I'm what you call a switch. And I really, it's something that's necessary for me to, we can lay down, we can hop around a little bit, but if you really, really want to, you want to see me, you really want to know me, then you'll find out what my kink is and you'll indulge.
All right, my
dear. Of you. Now, wait a minute. I ain't going to jump in my peas and let you skate from the question. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold up. So how far are you? How far would you be willing to go for the exploration of your kink, and what does it do for you?
Well, you know what? I think I would go to the limit. Now, not saying I would need a safe word, but like you, the second I felt a little uncomfortable, I'd say something, but let's try anything once. Mm. And my kink does a lot for me because this type of kink just makes me arrive at my destination over and over and over again, if you get my drift.
Girl.
So,
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Trust me. I find it amazing how this machine called the human body can be stimulated certain ways in different ways for it to react and respond to keep it going. You know, to take it to different levels. It's amazing how just, oh, child. The human body is some kind of machine, I'm trying to tell you. Oh, I just came up with a nice topic, too. But go ahead, I'll type it in to you later.
Absolutely. There you go. So, Diva, you know, I think it's on you, and when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, all right, let me go to my piece. Hold on, y'all. Thank you. All right. So, y'all know me. This is Untitled. I want to explore our bodies with you. Just know it will be amazing. You know what I mean? So, please. I can't. Tell me what to do, where to place my lips. If you want me to taste you first, talk to me. Give me my eyes, kiss my soul. Let me make love to your words. Tell me, before we run our hands over and over and over the places we most once touched. Yeah. And again, feel the release of our sounds when our skins respond to kisses, biting, and sucking. We place everywhere. Gently marking our territory. Breathe us in, baby. Just take your time and feel me filling your space as you invade mine. I'm all open to you. Your tongue unlocking the door to my secret paradise, causing me to explode with waterfalls of ecstasy. You drink me deep. I am overflowing your chin down through your beard. I want to taste how sweetness increases in your releases. Filling your mouth. You watch me swallow each and every bit. Baby, we're the reason for the word deliciousness. I know that you need control. And I relinquish it to you so that we'll continue our exploration to please each other, always ending in a passionate, warm embrace. I just want to love on you until you come over, and to come home. That's that piece.
Ooh, woo. I started fanning myself a little bit. I just decided just to get lost in all of it. I didn't even want to memorize a thing because my mind was in overdrive, and I'm thinking,
that's a good thing.
So Diva, that was delicious, delectable, and downright sensual.
Wow. Thank you. I'm happy to oblige. Now, I am excited because I'm preparing myself to get lost in your voice too. Don't think you don't need that. Don't think you know it ain't. Trust me. Everybody, I'm sure, as well as myself, is very anxious to hear what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight. So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called, I Think This Is My Kink. What's my kink? Let me ponder this. I think I'm aggressive, a little tough. But when I'm under him, he dominates me and knows I like it a little rough. He kisses me and pushes me to the bed, spreads my legs, and he begins to feed. I'm already wet, which excites him, causing a little seepage of his seed. His tongue is amazing. He made it rain. And I couldn't explain why I screamed, why I came again as he bit the inside of my thigh. I told him to lie down. I straddled him, slid down on his masculinity. Oh, how good, how hard he feels to me. We moaned at the sensation. I began to move slowly, then faster, moving off to taste us. He growled. And pulled me up to his lips to taste me. He wanted to devour me. I grinded on his face. But it was time, or so I thought, to win this race. I moved and slid on him again. He wound his arms around me, holding me down to him, slammed me over again and again. I cried out, and he let me up. I undulated my hips and took him deep. I felt his fingernails dip into my hips, and it was a pleasure pain. I moaned with ecstasy as he turned me on my head and stroked me faster and faster. Suddenly, he bit me, sucked on my chest. We hit nirvana. I think this is my king, and that's my peace.
Seepage, a little seepage. I got stuck there, you know. Little seepage. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That'll work for me. Yes. everything about that diva.
Mm-hmm.
There's just certain things in this life that do things for folks, you know. And that piece was doing something for me. Okay, I'm a visual person, so I'm looking. I haven't seen one in a minute, but I'm just imagining what one looks like and a little bit of seepage. Where that seepage is falling. Okay, let me get out my head.
So
loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. So diva, my diva, are you ready to open up these mics? Because I'm ready.
So ready.
Okay. So ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready for a ride. We have on the mic C34 Music. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you?
My lovely ladies, how are you doing tonight? I'm doing quite well myself.
Okay. I'm lovely. I'm lovely, as you said. My goodness. Very nice to hear your voice tonight. So.
No, I wanted to finally accept your invitation, cut some time short so that way I can spend a little time with you.
Oh. Ain't nothing like that quality time. I'll tell you, it's a good thing.
So, C Double, my diva has a question to ask you.
Okay.
Do you mind?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I hope to be.
Okay. Well, here it is. How far would you be willing to go in the exploration of your kink, and what does it do for you?
Well, see, my kinkiness is everywhere, even here in this very room. You can feel it deep in you. You can experience it as I take you to school, as I have you hollering in the church. It is that kinkiness that says, damn. So what does it do for me? It makes me what I am in my existence. Love unlimited.
I like that. I like that.
All right.
That's good enough for me. So,
I just want to know. Yes, I just want to know, is that air you're breathing right now?
Look at you making the ladies giggle. We are very, very anxious to hear what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, my ladies. This piece is called Kinks. My member application is bent. And maybe you can straighten it out to where my love juice flows with a rapid stream in your tunnel. You see, girl, you really got me going to the point I've got delirium. I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe if I push it inside your cavernous portal of ecstasy, my expected extended release would come dancing. All natural, no chemical enhancements. As I advance to our advantage, make this last, it's forever. I only want a certain amount of minutes of your time. I'm not this friction junkie, giving it to you all day and all through the night long, being stuck on you, goes against your pleasure principle. So would my sexual acts of making you unconscious be criminal? I hope not, because I crave your body of work. I'm here for the grind. I'm enticed by the clutch of your embrace to where I relax the kinks in your hair. Take those boots off. I want nothing in the way of our thrusting exercise of energy. And I know nosy neighbors are listening, getting off by our foxy gyrations, causing short circuits in their vibrations, imagining they were you and wishing I'd be pumping them this hard just like I would. But they can never get up on this as they give you evil looks in the morning. Thanks for working the kinks out. Just know you really got me. Let me say that again for your assurance. You really got me. Peace.
You know,
oh my God.
Go ahead, Diva. You go ahead first, Diva.
Well, I got all the inferences to the music. I almost broke out a song on a couple of things, but I think I like that part about the neighbors. So I think
they're
I'd like somebody
right
to
now.
Be with me too. Oh, absolutely. Let them listen. Let them listen.
Yes,
I do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I really enjoyed this piece. I guess I could see it, you know. Diva, what you got for that?
I'm going to tell you something. And, you know, y'all might hear me say this several times throughout the show. I am a switch in the bedroom. And if you know anything about that, I like to be told what to do. So I kind of got stuck. I love peace, but I got stuck when you said take them boots off. It hits me a certain way. You heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does something for me. I mean, don't just talk, you know, reckless to me, but it's just, it's a certain tone and enunciation, whatever. And it depends on the position mm-hmm. you got me in too, but if child,
you know, I was playing off of the play Kinky Boots and mixing it with H-Town's Knocking the Boots.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I was like, this is what you do to me. You make the words mm-hmm. come out of me again.
Oh, that's a good thing. It's a good thing because I need the work to come out. I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's just, it's the way you said it. Take them beats off.
You want it to come out.
Ooh, you're going to take me to a different dimension. I am not going to be here all night.
You forgot my Chinese alias. I told you about that before. To those listening, it's Hung Low.
Dave, it's your show.
Miss VIP, yes. Did I just take you to church because you just said, wow? Okay. I've done my job.
Yes, I think you were effective. And now it's time for you to be escorted into an erotic love zone lounge.
All right, let me tuck my stuff back in so I can get my snaps.
Yes, please. Don't. You might embarrass my mixologist, please. Okay.
I might hypnotize her. That's the problem. And we don't want poetic to come after me about that.
Yeah, I don't know. He pretty much got that on lock. You just don't want to embarrass her.
Yeah, she might invite her friends, though. That's the problem. So, yeah.
Well, what would be the problem with her inviting her friends?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Like Phil Collins said right here, take a look at me now.
Uh-oh.
That's my phone. We're not going to go there tonight. We're going to send you on over there.
Okay. Let me get my snaps. One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic. Oh my goodness, Diva. Well, he got a good start. He got us going. Let's put it that way. But Diva, are you ready? Are you really ready?
No. Wait a second. Let me get in position because I got. Hold up. Wait a minute. All right, I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready.
Next on the mic, ladies and gentlemen. It's poetic. Oh my goodness.
But
poetic. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. Oh God.
Hey, Ben.
God help me. Why y'all gotta greet each other like that? Y'all know what that shit does to me? Y'all really have to just...
I mean, is there any other greeting that's appropriate?
God.
I mean, let me know. Let me know now.
No, there is not another one. There might be issues.
No. Okay.
But,
okay.
I'll take that. Thank you. So how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a great night for poetry, as for real the poet Douglas would say, baby.
Yeah.
Yes, he would. Have a
great day.
So poetic.
And y'all pieces, fire. Whew. Y'all got me a little. I had to pull my collar up out reading mine because I don't know if I'm up to par with y'all's.
Oh, please don't.
See, this is just why I have to have my ice water on standby. I got it.
I will never
be unprepared again. So, but while we're getting rid of the pleasantries, tell me poetic. How far would you be willing to go in the exploration of your kink? And what does your kink do for you?
I'd be willing to go as far as my partner will allow me to. Because, see, I really don't have any limits. And if she's feeling it, and, you know, I mean, I won't be like the dude that decided to enjoy his woman's vagina so much that he killed her while eating it.
Oh, Lord.
He ignored the safe words. While we don't necessarily have to have any safe words, you must pay attention to your partner so that you keep them safe. But the limits will go as far as she can handle. And what does it do for me? It just makes me that more aggressive. It makes me that more turned on. And it be a pretty good evening, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, okay. All righty then. You know what? I don't think I want to prolong this any further. You know, we are ready. My ice water is here. She got her fan and whatever she has, but I got my ice water, and whenever you're ready, Southern Mike is yours.
Thank you. This piece is titled, Oh, You Like to Watch. So a test told me what my kink is. If that test only knew what the real truth is, I'm kinkier than two nuns in heat, waiting to sweep my kinky match off her feet while I delight myself in self-gratification with all the anticipation that she would want to squirt her love juice all over me while I visualize her nakedness for pure delight, and finally we engage in some spanking. Restraints, including ropes and handcuffs, blindfolds and lubricants, as her body will be shaken. All the massage oils and lubricants making me want to ravish and devour you as I lick the places you like to. Come for me. Come for me. Do it slowly before I open the floodgates. Use your hands to create a new fetish, one that requires me to lick your cum off your fingers. Allow me to penetrate your holes. I may or may not use my fingers, but the warmth, moisture from my tongue covering all your openings, hell, I said the kink given to me will be challenging because I may love to watch. I enjoy participating so much that each of your orgasms with and will be succulently waiting for its rebirth after the release of the last one. Voyeurism is nice, but hell, I'm too fucking nasty before I'm done. And that's that piece.
Wait a minute. You know what, Diva? You go first this time. I need a moment.
Me?
Just a moment.
Ooh, I'm trying to hold on. All right, you know what? There was a time when your pieces wouldn't get to me, like, but this one right here, yeah.
Thank you.
Like I said, oh God, So those two lines come from, oh my God, I almost dropped my phone. That piece.
It's a beautiful thing when you can orchestrate the evening with vocals and commands, and it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Well, well then, AKA poetic. That took me somewhere that I wasn't totally sure that I wanted to go, but when I got there, it was all good. You know what I'm saying? So I love the come for me line, and I like the fact that you're a voyeur, but downright nasty. I'm like, okay. So you know, I want to brag and say that's an Aries thing, but you know, so that's one of our characteristics, but.
You know what
it
is? It is. But when it comes to that arena, I'll let my partner brag for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hear you. Mm-hmm. Well, well, we asked for it. Okay. Anyway, first of all, we need to bring you back in a minute or two for the lineup, and and tell us what you got going on. Right now I'm just totally discombobulated.
Yeah, and someone's at the bar waiting for me. I think she made my favorite drink. So I feel it's too, I have to step away and get over there.
Just be on standby, sir, and we will call you a little bit.
C-34 Music, you better be waiting for one of the friends, bro. I got you.
Oh, boy.
One love, one mic. I'm off to the bar.
Mm-hmm. One love, one mic. A diva.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh my goodness. So while my diva is going to be rather indisposed for a minute,
I'm back. But go ahead.
I was just
going
to go to a quick station ID. Yes. Just a quick one.
Okay. All right.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And we are about to go knee deep in the erotic love zone. The first two poets just knocked our socks off for real. Anyway, Diva, are you ready for the next caller?
I'm ready.
All right. We're going to our Canadian diva, Lady A. Lady A, how are you?
Well, it's rather warm in here, but other than that, I'm pretty good.
Child, steam coming out of here. I don't know about y'all.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. I had to put on something a little more comfortable. It was too hot. But anyway, hey, Lady A, how you doing, my dear?
Doing great. I'm doing good, thanks. Yes.
Good.
And you got a hot show tonight for sure.
Well, thank you.
It's just getting
started. And I think my diva has something to ask you. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Diva.
Yes, Diva.
Are you ready to ask me a question?
I am. Lady A.
Yes.
How far would you be willing to go in the exploration of your kink, and what does it do for you?
Well, I'll tell you, I have yet to experience what would be considered kink according to the other rites tonight. So, like you were saying earlier about how you would like to be told what to do, I would also. And with that being said, I don't know that I would, how far I'd be willing to go, because I've never really gone there. When you talk about kink, and not to say that I'm not adventurous. I don't mean it that way. I just mean, there's a lot of stuff out there that I haven't experienced. Like I went into a sex store once to get some things, my first time in a shop like that, and some of the stuff in there scared the crap out of me, because I thought, oh my God. Seriously. And the lady was very professional, but I was like, my eyes, I know, were hanging on my cheeks, and think, okay, what in the world is that for? Things like that. So, And I enjoy that part of my life. I like, you know, if it ever takes place, it's been a while, but it's not something that I'm cloistered about, you know, but I have never had any kind of outlandish happenstance, you know. Some of the stuff in that store I don't think I would care to experience, but I was really quite, I have to consider myself a virgin when you know, if you're looking at the stuff that I saw there. Yeah.
I hear
you. You know what I mean? Like, in
experience. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen some.
Absolutely.
You know, I've been around all kinds of toys and tools, and there have been certain ones that I've seen that I didn't know exactly what they were for. But you know what? Once you see a certain amount, you pretty much can figure out what, you know, what tool is used for what, even though they may be shaped differently. The mechanism of might be a little bit
or the
different.
Forearm and fist of Muhammad Ali or you know, or something like that. They had, you know, stuff like that that just really, I thought, do people really use that? I had babies, and I don't think they were that big.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, baby. Let me tell you something. I said I've seen. I didn't say I use. No, I got limitations on some shit like that. Now, I got walls and limitations. It ain't but so much fitting up in there, okay? And I like to use both, you know, all my orifices. But there, I have a limitation to size. I ain't crazy now, shit.
Yeah.
We can play, but don't get kicked out the sandbox, okay? Because if you ask, you get kicked out the sandbox, I don't know. You ain't getting back in there. You hurt me once, and you already.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. you think you have it all together, and you know what's what, and you have it going on and all that stuff. And sometimes I listen to some of the poetry, and I always revert back to this sex shop. Then, like, I'm totally naive because, you know,
Well,
I remember once I was really young. I was probably about 18,
you know,
and I was with this. Sorry, I was with this. This guy that, he was, you know, coming on to me, and I said, well, you know, I'm pretty wild, you know, and anyway, so we got it together, and then he said, yeah, you're wild, all right, like a wild strawberry.
Oh.
I was young, though.
You know what, my kink is not something that you can hold in your hand. It's not tangible like that. My kink is the sound of his voice. And the commands that he gives.
Yeah.
Right there. That's good enough for me. And I open like the floodgates, child, please. But all them toys. I mean, I use toys. I love toys. I got my toys in right here.
I have some too. But I think that's a good thing. It's too bad you couldn't have made a definition of what kink was, because I really liked what you just said.
Okay. A kink is, it's a turn on, but it's more of like, it's not so much on it's something that will stimulate your mind more so and work its way down rather than having a fetish. A fetish is usually an inanimate object, like some people they like the way eyes look, or they really get, like, it does something for them if they blink a certain way. Some people like feet, really really pretty feet. Some people have a thing for a lot of hair. You know, they like to play in it or have it styled a particular way to take them to a certain era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
right.
The kink is more of a mental stimulation than anything. That's why I say the voice and the command. But it has to be, honestly, it can't be no high-pitched shit. I don't do
high-pitched. It's got to be something. No, but see, I can relate to that much better because I agree with that. I think there's a lot of things that are erotically stimulating that have nothing to do with outlandish performances or behaviors,
right.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nothing against the men that don't have that, you know, close to the baritone or the baritone. No offense to that, but I need that. Mm-hmm. I need that. Mm-hmm. Something that says, man.
Yeah.
You know? But let's get off of this. We're taking up a lot of time here.
Sorry.
We know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So,
yes,
whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. It's called Make Me Scream.
Oh.
Titillating thoughts, tempt bodies, erogenous zones, breasts fill, tickling tissue flowing to erect rosettes. Hands touch, tease, and squeeze, guides his hands to please, suckling, pinching, pulling. Kitty purrs, engorged is filling. Sexual desire freely flows, invites greedy hands, bestows this sensual being, this inner me of me I love being. Take my body, make me scream. Take me, lead me to extremes. 'Tis better to give than to receive. Purple phallus stroked, relieved. Freedom speaks, bed me now, fill my wanton dreams, devour me from head to toe, I'll devour all of you. Watch me, touch and feel, let your eyes feast on me, use fingers, tongue and phallic form, bathed in female warmth. Titillating thoughts tempt bodies in erogenous zones, this sensual being, this inner me of me, I love being. End poem.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
You come in here doors like that? Titillating. Wait a minute. Did you say kitty purr?
Okay.
What did you say? Pussy purr? Kitty purr. What was it?
What the kitty
said?
Hang on. I'm going to go find it here. Hang on.
I heard that. Lord. Mhm.
Oh, when you want it, it's not there, right?
Right.
Oh, here it is.
There's that Canada accent. I love that egg.
Suckling, pinching, pulling, kitty purrs, and gorge is filling. Yeah.
Yeah, kitty purrs. I like that. Word, kitty purr, because you know what? I'm told you on visual. I see the kitty being played with and kissed and rubbed just right, and she makes this little vibration, and that's her purr when she vibrates or has her little spasm. Mm. That's the kitty purr.
I was the man in the boat rowing.
Oh, she doggy. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, be sure to do it tonight. Whether you know about kink or not, you sure know how to write. I swear to goodness.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
This is my kink, I guess you can say. Like that whole sensual being, like that whole body warmth and. You know, it's more than just the act itself. It's all that's put together to me. That's my kink.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. That was a hell of a kink. Oof. I got stuck. I'm not even going for it. Oh, wow. But thank you so much, Lady A. I'm like,
thank
woo.
You.
Yes.
Get the crushed ice out.
Yes, girl. Yeah. Let her walk one over there. As a matter of fact, Lady A, you can go keep C Double 34 Music Company, because Van is in his, you know, poetic, I'm sorry, is in his, he's over there. He keeps my mixologist occupied.
Yes, he is. It's true, yeah.
More, you know, so I'm going to usher you on over there.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right.
Oh,
one
you're
love,
welcome.
One
thank you. One love.
Love.
One love. Diva. Oh, my goodness. I just can't take it. I'm not sure if I can handle it. I'm really not sure. Diva, before we go on, how about one song? I need to recover. What say you?
I know what you're saying. Yeah, why don't you, but you want, would you like to hear a song first, or?
I think I would. I think we need to. I need to recover.
Let me see. How about this?
I feel in a certain type of way.
Baby,
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. My diva and I are in the erotic little zone. Whew, diva, this show is got me feeling a certain type of way.
Whew, girl, you have no idea how I feel right now. I'm trying to tell you.
My ice water has melted, but I think I'm ready for the next call. What say you, diva?
Let them in. Let them in. Open up.
All right. We got ourselves automatic charismatic. Hey, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you tonight?
Hey, how y'all queens doing?
Hey, good. How you doing tonight?
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Doing wonderful.
Good. All right. Well, that's a good thing. So if you don't mind, how about if I ask you a question?
Oh, yes. Well, yeah.
All right.
I'd love to hear the question.
So tell us, how far would you be willing to go in the exploration of your kink? And what does your kink do for you?
It opens the freakiness in me. I'm an ass freak. I love sex. I love to blow a woman's mind, you know, do those little nasty things just to, you know, I want to see her eyes moving and her mouth moving all at once.
So you like watching, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I love approval. Love to make sure I'm doing my job right.
Do you want to answer the so what it does for you is to check to see if you're doing well or doing it right.
Yes.
That's what your kink does for you. Okay. All right. Well, I think I like that. So with that being said, how about you bring on that fire piece? I know you got fire.
I will. Yeah, I know I'm a freestyler, so I'm going to go ahead and do a poem called, I've been challenged to do a erotic piece from a previous show, so I'm going to do a piece called Swallow My Name, freestyle. Right now.
The mic is yours.
Right now, I need to open up your mouth and be a foster parent. Because my kids are going right in your system. I need you to go ahead and let it be known that I'm Star Trek going in your galaxy. I want you to go ahead and fulfill my fantasy. I want to stroke your muscles. I want to stroke your mouth to another place, like Quantum Leap. Make me feel that different type of energy. I want to stroke you down, and I want you to go ahead and cherish the lollipop. Now go ahead and be a good girl and listen. Because when I see your eyes, something that gave me a serious vision. You stroking my thoughts had my eyes wanting to be in a tropical place. I love the approval on your face before I dive in you. And right into your deep oasis, I want to take you to many places. I'm going to go ahead and make a case. I want to taste. I want to give you the pleasure because you did a great job.
the way you swallowed my name. You deserve my last name because your mouth was, you rocked the joints and the stage, had me feeling like I was on the front page. My behavior is so intensity, your mouth is the remedy. It's the century, we open up galaxies. Remember, right down the center. So when we make love and we have our sexual pleasure orientation and evaluation, I will remember this day the way you swallow my name. Miss Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine. Here it gets in the morning, right and dry.
Well, now, I must say, I like it. I like it. I think I like it. There was a couple of lines, but was that swallow my name? Did you button? Or and then, and you would like it if you if she takes your last name. Oh my God!
When she swallow it, she can have the last name.
Woo woo. Okay.
Damn.
But I yeah. Diva,
okay. Well, damn, if she swallow it, she can. Wow, I guess she can. If she, well, alrighty then.
Yeah, yes. My kids went there. Well, you know, she became a foster parent because my kids went to her system.
Oh my God! Alrighty then. Okay. Damn.
Well, all righty then. What a take on words. Otto, well, we appreciate you stopping by and coming through with that piece because I'm going to go ahead and admit this, but I did like it. So the Cherish the Lollipop, woo, okay. That kind of raised my eyebrows a little bit. Okay. Yeah, that raised my eyebrows a little bit. I'm thinking, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right. Yeah. All right. Well, Otto, thank you so much, though. It's time to escort you to our love lounge, where you can go and get your favorite libation going on. And Lady A and Poetic and, you know, C-Double-34 is in the house. So
cocktail drinks with some slow jams.
All right.
You got...
All right. Thank you so much,
right,
Otto. One love, one night.
Love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Well, all right. Well, we're going to take it and drive and come over to a King Atterbury. Or, wait a minute.
All right.
Am I saying, should I say Lord Atterbury tonight?
We might just get Lord Atterbury. Let's ask him. Who we getting tonight? I want to know.
The Lord is here. The Lord is here, David.
Oh.
How y'all doing?
We good. I know we're in trouble. If the Lord is here, Lord.
I'm in the presence of two beautiful women. I mean, couldn't ask for nothing greater or better.
Ooh, the Lord is over tonight. I hear you talking shit. That's so good. Go ahead.
It's been a long day. I mean. So,
It's all right. All right. Yes. Well, I believe it's my turn to ask the question tonight. So, my Lord, are you ready for the question of the evening?
Yes. Bring it on.
All right. How far would you be willing to go in the exploration of your kink, and what does it do for you?
I go all out like an exit, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm always open to anything.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh. Okay. Being open to anything, if your partner is pretty much limitless as well, what does that do for you?
Oh, I'll take it. I'll go there and take it there.
Oh. Okay.
She won't have options but just to go along with everything because she'll be in that zone.
Okay.
I'm an octopus anyway. I mean,
oh.
Yeah. I'm always hands on.
Wow.
I got long arms too. So.
He got long arms. Y'all, ladies, y'all listening? He said he's an octopus. He got long arms.
Octopus.
Did you say long?
Yeah.
You said big hands, long arms.
I got long arms, and my fingers are like tentacles. You know what I mean?
Oh. my. All righty.
Big hands and long fingers.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well,
I know you're discombobulated. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight.
Oh,
so, my Lord, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, this piece I titled Sure Enough. Highlight, both nude. Episode is now high noon. Blue light, Zoom room. Intimate erotic cocoon. Our thoughts now lost inside lust that has fully bloomed. As we lay in tune with butterfly position, sun and moon. Change style, let's get foul. One leg up, ass smack. Go ahead, girl, grab my dick. Fingertips on your snatch. Sex bag under pillow. Feel for handcuffs for your wrists. Sensual slow kiss on your lips, tits and hips. Deep dive, tongue slide inside upon your clitoris. Adventurous, Lord from a kingdom, eyes are tinted. Light bite between your thighs before your walls are entered. Release you after I taste you. Go ahead and do me. If you're into old habits that have been okay, let's continue. Manifest your menu and proceed within your venue. Give me that crazy, exotic, erotic, hypnotic pain and good feeling. Let's have an in and out of body experience. Way past the ceiling. Take me there out of our atmosphere so I can witness no gravity. Crown left on the earth ground. I'm pleased to be a different majesty, King.
Wait. Go ahead, Diva.
First of all, my imagery is working overtime and And then with a combination of what you said or how you said you were an octopus, hands all over, I just went someplace and okay. I don't know what to say other than, Lord have mercy. You are truly Lord Atterbury.
I do take flights.
Yeah. All right now.
I'm just throwing it out there.
It was, yeah. As my diva would say, that was delicious. But I'm going to say it was delectable, too.
Thank you.
Say you, diva?
You said release her after you paste her? God damn. What the?
Yeah, release you after I taste you. Go ahead and do me.
Ooh.
If you're into old habits, okay, let's continue.
You know what? The reason why I picked that line right there, it's not the fact. I mean, we already know that she going. You know, it's time for you to get yours afterwards. But it's just the fact that you're saying you will release her. It's something about that word release. Like it's a control thing. Like I had you for a second. You know, now I'm gonna give you a little bit of freedom. That's what it does for me, y'all. It's certain words that just trigger the fuck out of me, and I'm just
that's real shit right there. That's what I said. Release you after I paint. Now go ahead and do me. I mean,
Yeah.
Boo you, boo.
Lord.
Ooh, child, ooh, ooh. Full effect tonight. Okay.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
You know, I'm a person that likes to explore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's just me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Never boring with it. You know what I mean? Let's go there. You know what I mean? Take me there, not go there.
Absolutely.
No inhibitions at all, huh? Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm ambidextrous also.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Diva, before we release him, do you want to let us know what you got going on in the Epiphany universe and also just the world, the universe of poetry?
Mm-hmm.
Epiphany universe, you know what I'm saying? We got the King and Queen's Quarters with me and Queen Simmons on Monday nights at 9 p.m. Come check us out, Eastern Time. You know, we get it popping and rocking on there. Also on Tuesdays, I do the Poetry Corner on the Let's Talk Committee. Thursdays, or every other Thursday, 8 o'clock, different times. Check me out on Facebook. You'll see what it is. It's my highlight pop-up show when you never know who's going to be right there on that center stage in the highlight. So follow me, Joel Washington Atterbury, on Facebook. Reach out. You know what I mean? I'm here. I'm everywhere. So, peace out to Larry Maddox, CEO, the boss man. I mean, and Q Ford. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Thank you. Diva, let's pull him over there in the Erotic Love Lounge. Poetic and C-Double and Lady A. Kalinda got your drink. You already know what it is.
All right. That's what's up. And I want to thank you ladies for allowing me to bless the stage with y'all. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
We appreciate you for coming through and blessing us with yours. So, with that, I'm going to say, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, Diva, you want to disturb Poetic for a second and have him come on in?
With the rundown. I almost hate to do it, but we're going to do it. I think I can do it this way.
Okay.
Let's bring back in.
All right.
Hey, Van.
Hey, Adrian. How
Lord.
I was just feeling a certain type of way, so I just thought I'd, you know. Anyway, are you ready for the lineup, sir?
Absolutely.
All right, you got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric and Kimbrella Renee. Saturday nights, Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, Poetic. Sunday nights, The Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. It's Youth Poetry Night, y'all, so the show will begin promptly at 8 p.m. instead of the usual 9 p.m. Monday night is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night's going to be War Council with your host, Mojave. And then Wednesday night, we'll be right back here for another edition of the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anyway, we're going to set you back to your woman.
Yeah,
all right.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
I can't take it. I just can't take it. Let's have a station identification break. How about that?
Mm. You got it, dude.
You know what, Diva?
What's that?
I think. I think I got a another piece, and it's an old piece, but at the rate this show is going on tonight, it seems apropos.
Okay.
So,
well,
I think
whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. This is an old piece called Madame. I woke up tied up. He stood over me stroking his dick. Sleep wasn't out of my eyes, but they darted right between his sides. He grabbed an ice cube and moved it down to my treasure. Then his tongue followed. Oh, I needed this pleasure. But I'm tied up. I can't touch him. I winced from the pain, but wait, why did that shoot a zing to my trim? On the other side, damn, a tear ran down my eye, but damned if I didn't feel it again. He then slapped my tits, oh, uprose my hips, and began to like this pleasure pain. He rolled me over and slapped my ass, then again and once more said, big. I was stinging, but my pussy was dripping. I begged to be untied so I can touch him. But he said it again. Begged me for this dick. Did what I was told. I begged him for it. His look was bold. He was hard and he needed to go sleep. He put me on all fours trying to put me to sleep. And plunged in so hard, so good. I was soaked. And I ended up gushing all over his wood. He tried to maintain the control, but I felt so good he came with a shout. Damn, I then knew what I was, what this was about. I was a sub. He is my dog, and I am in love. And that's that piece.
Ooh, well, mine ain't going to be that damn hot. Shit.
I just thought I'd, you know.
It's all right.
Yes. All right now, Diva. It's your turn. And when you're ready, the mic is yours. And then we got another caller.
Thank you. All right. This is, I believe this is from one of the other shows we did on here called My Tantric Climax. Just breathe us in, baby. Take your time and feel me filling in your space as I open wide for you to invade me and we become one. Understanding that we, our energy, have formed an impenetrable bond, becoming an existence between nothing and everywhere. Understanding that we may never be understood. I love making goes beyond touch because the spaces you provide between each breath you take on my skin is a safe space. And I taste you from long ago. With each inhale, you turn my body into your sanctuary because you, knowing that our sex is worshipped, so you balance my sacral chakra as we sit face to face. My thighs upon your thighs. Me straddling you as the soles of my feet meet behind your back, embracing my torso gently with the security of your arms as I caress your head with my tender hands, keeping a deep stare. As I watch my soul swimming in the water behind your eyes, I just breathe us in. heightening my sexual desire and passion for you without you answering me. I crave memories of your skin on my skin, passion-filled kisses from your lips against my lips, missing your taste. I would swallow that once filled my mouth, craving all of you to be inside me, loving you, loving me. I do love you. I have peaked my tantric climax. Perfect.
Okay. I got to ask this question. Did you say my skin is a safe place?
I said, our love making goes beyond touch because the spaces you provide between each breath you take upon my skin is a safe space. And I taste you from long ago with each inhale. That right there is a different level of comfort with the one you do it.
Because it just it transcends the now and sends it higher. That's what I like about that.
Diva.
I believe we have our last call of the evening. And if I'm not mistaken, it's our New York John, a.k.a. the Poet Laureate of New York City.
Oh, my.
I think this is about the wife.
Let him in.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
Well, since I'm in the Love Zone, I'm in a good space, huh?
Well, you're in the erotic little zone tonight, darling.
Yes.
Oh, my bad.
But that's okay.
Different department of the erotic little zone. Truly my bad.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead. Just safe over here, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But there's a difference between being in the erotic love zone and being at the love zone. So I got to know my place.
Most definitely. That's all right. I'll be fine.
Well, Diva, you got it. You got this last question. Good. How are you?
I'm Gucci. I made it to be the last call of the evening. God is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What topic conversation are we into this evening?
Well, the question of the evening is, how far would you be willing to go in the exploration of your kink? And what does it do for you?
Oh, I'm down for anything as long as it doesn't include any animals, any other men, or inanimate objects. I'm pretty much an open book.
Okay. I can appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I understand we all got a kink or two, but you know, some certain aspects of having a kink, you got to draw the line. Hence, I'll say anything from 25 to 60, death cripple crazy, no inanimate objects, no other men, and no animals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down.
I feel you on that one. You know what? I think that may be important for your lover to understand. No animals, damn it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I can remember some months ago, a woman told me that she said, if we're going to deal with each other, we need a safe word. I was like, I've never needed a safe word, and now I'm kind of questioning why I said hello to you. that whole safe word part kind of scared me. So I was like, nah, I'm not even taking you to lunch, because if I need a safe word, that means your kink goes in a direction I ain't prepared for, and I probably don't even have that kind of insurance.
Right. Hey, I feel you on that. I've never needed a safe word either. It's just I will let you know if I'm uncomfortable, if it's getting to a point where I'm uncomfortable. So, yeah, I never used a safe word before. I'd like to try it, though.
Somehow I'll be like, nah, it's just a snake, baby. Just like this. It's going to feel like I'm choking you, but it's just a snake. And next thing you know, I really dig snakes. I really dig snakes choking me while he's inside of me. Because people got different kind of kinks.
No, I don't know anything about that.
I didn't say you. Yeah, I'm sure you got a kink. And I'm very sure your partner got a kink. See her with her new braids, her big bright smile. I know she got a kink. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, her, yeah. I thought you were saying I have a partner. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, birds of a feather. Okay. Well, J-Rob, the wife. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight, and we are very anxious to hear this. So, the little nefarious laugh. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Cool. Oh, I need to pay attention to this one just yet. This is called The Time Traveler. The other night, I took a step back in time only to find that I fucked you wrong. I had random sex with you. You see, I watched me lick you for 5 minutes, sex you for 6 minutes, came in 7 minutes, and then 8, 9 minutes later. In other words, you must really like me. Or enjoy not having fulfilled sexual or after me. You are fucking awesome. And you must think that I fit you perfectly. I'm just saying, who do you think and what do you think of me? But you keep giving me another chance to sexually disappoint you. And that's when it... So after I watched me underperform like this was the norm, I promised myself this. That from now on, you'll get nothing less than sweaty quality dick drilling sessions. You will get tablecloth wet white pussy licking sessions that will last long enough for your legs to shake uncontrollably as if you just finished salsa dancing along the Milky Way to djembe drums that come with diamond deep drilling, phenomenal French kisses in order for all shucks, clit suckings, and mutual deep digging finger fucks. You will get perfectly and meticulously manicured toe sucking with time-tested tasting, deeply penetrating back shots that come with tit-squeezing, nipple-pinching, shit-talking whispers in your ears as I give deeper and deeper a new type of meaning. I mean, I'm trying to fuck you perfectly while tasting your anatomy, blowing your fucking mind so that you can get more clarity. My intention is not to mention any of your past encounters, but to ensure that any man that tries to fuck you after me will only be another boring opening act of time spent until the main event. You see, in this encounter, I'm not going to fuck you. I intend to readjust your inside so that whenever my dick slides up inside of you, your body responds as if this is off the dome, so your pussy takes everything perfectly as if this was memory foam. I will promise you to find new places within my tongue and lips along your anatomy, whispering how you're killing me while you're begging me to come inside of you in all reality, having nasty with all types of personality. So let me let your nasty cage bird free, because you're a freak for me. While you just keep telling me, why am I fucking you like this in every orifice with what you've been missing? That's more than just a blessing. which is why I'm partially undressing all of you. And since this is not even fancy, I'm going deeper into another plane, into another dimension, sexuality with you, where we can come together as one, where we will be every orgasm we have ever wanted, when we can come back from that even more nastier than the night before, because we want to come again and again and again, because incredible minds make for compatible worlds. And I only want to make you feel your very own nasty way, because I need you to be my nasty girl. You see, I have every intention of fucking you for real forever. Multiple climaxes included. A money back guarantee if you don't come for me. Because everything past that, I will never pass the divide. Because fucking you without an orgasm, oh shit, that's just sexual suicide. And that's that piece.
Oh, God. Damn. What the? What did I just witness? Oh.
First of all, I was taken to a place where I really should not be at this point at this time. However, hearing this by you or through you, Lord have mercy. There has to be some belief somewhere tonight. That was amazing. Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Deliciously tantalizing. Just, oh God. Oh Lord. It's your show, Diva. Jesus.
First of all, the more you said the F-bomb, or let's just put it this way, the fucking and the, I had to exhale some and then exhale some more. But then you said something else, like there were more orgasms to come. And I'm thinking, oh, my word. So yeah, you took me to a place. You took me there. And I'm going to go ahead and say I appreciated it tonight, just for tonight, though. Excellent piece. Excellent piece, J-Rob. The wise son. I need another nickname for you. Diva, tell the man.
I just like the way he says fuck.
Okay.
I can't help it.
That's how you really feel.
I'm stuck. I can't help it. Y'all did the thing for me tonight, and I'm just patiently waiting for the show to be.
Oh, my. Well, oh, my.
I gotta be honest. You know, I loved it. Up and up, you know, see, I'm tongue tied, and you, it's your fault, J-Rob.
It's my fault. This is just a piece of poetry that I've been holding for a couple of weeks, and that's just part one. There's three more sections.
Wait a minute, Diva. Did you just hear what he said? That was just part one.
And guess what?
Bring it on down.
Remember this. Remember this. With us, when you come into the erotic love zone, remember, it's always a menage a trois. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to hold back. Okay?
Please don't hold back.
I'll tell it to the two of you like this. without giving away the whole thing. Because I'm the kind of gentleman that wants to see her wearing a tight black dress, closed-toe high heels, bent over just like when you play Red Rover, comes over and you see, I'm not a doggy style guy, but my style is nasty and then some. Because in some circles, beastly but meaty, mightily getting back into her naturally, tasting her in places and bodies where she's never been kissed at. While she's whispering, "God damn, Daddy, please tell me where you've been keeping." And I'll tell you
okay. I'm sweating. Okay, I'm really sweating right now.
Make that back in front of the fan. I had to.
Okay. And you know what? There's another caller. So and to save my diva and I, we must escort you into the erotic love zone. We're going to put you in the VIP room. And your favorite cigars and your favorite drink, okay?
Yeah. I was pulling on one of my favorite cigars as I walked in here. You almost have some lipstick. So let me go back to the room and finish writing the rest of this stuff.
Thank you so much. One love, one night. I can't handle this.
One mic.
Yeah, let's have one love. Let's have one mic.
Oh, my God. Help me.
What? Okay. I'm about to, I'm going to have to, wait a minute. In order to get to the next call, I'm going to have to slap myself a couple of times. Wait a minute. Woo. Okay. Woo. Hi. I can't. All right. Here goes 214. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. You are with Ms. VIP and my diva, La Perla Negra. How are you?
Oh, I'm chilling. How are y'all?
We're all right.
Good. What do we have on the line?
Y'all sure y'all good? I mean, the way y'all, the way J-Rod just spit that, I mean, hell, I almost hung up. I'm saying to myself, I'm not coming behind that. I refuse. That's my guy. He definitely represented. I don't really call in. This may have been my second time calling in, or maybe my first. I don't know. This is Jay Walker.
Oh, hey, Jay. Oh, it's nice to hear from you. Yeah, I think this is your first time, so glad to have you, though.
I'm glad to be here. You know, it's always good to be around fellow artists that enjoy what you enjoy or, you know, they're cut from the same cloth. Everybody don't understand that.
Yeah, totally agree. Jay, what say you? How far would you be willing to go in the exploration of your kink, and what does your kink do for you?
Oh, that's a good question. that's a good question. That's one of those. That's one of those great unknowns, you know. You just, I just ride with whatever wave that comes my way. Honestly, you stumped me with that.
That's a first. We got a stump one here.
You stumped me with that, you know. So I can't even. I'm about to dwell on that a bit.
But that's okay, because we got other shows coming up where you can answer later if you can't answer now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to really dwell on that one. That one was didn't see that one coming.
Well, now my diva and I know you and we've heard you. on a couple of occasions, so we know you brought something totally delicious, as my diva would say. So when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, let's do it. Take it off. Let's go there with it. The rhythm of our immortal engines get louder with every thrust. I can feel the heartbeat of your pussy as it pulsates from its post. The results of fire generated from the flames of lust as I purify myself as I purify myself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka, soaking wet, as I say to you that you are moist, and that's an understatement. The sounds of approval is delivered around the room with the ubers of your moms. Echoes of reciprocity crashes like ocean waves against the wall. You got a first-class ticket to the place where only I can take you. Your legs on my shoulders. Now you're squirting from my follow-through. Against the headboard like, girl, don't move. If there's a wall inside of you that separates me and you, I'm trying to find forever in this moment when I'm about to break through. You loving how I handle these pro tools. You are my expertise. Or my expertise is you. Plowing up your garden, planting seeds like vegetation. Fertilizing and watching them grow into a great nation. Absorbing the essence of your flower bloom. Pollinating it like a worker bee. I'm so into you. Resting the rest of the night as the sun sets. As the moon shines on a night we'll never forget. And that's my piece.
those last two lines, that was it for me. Totally.
That did it for me. That was delicious. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm ready for you a prayer request. I don't send nobody a prayer request.
I kind of backed it up a little bit. I kind of like toned it back. Man, hey, J. Rob came so hard. I was like, let me take it in another direction. My dude really just, he killed it.
Don't worry.
You don't never have to hold back.
It's you and us now. Don't worry about him. He had his time. Our time. So you ain't got to hold back on us. Don't worry about that.
I got plenty in my arsenal. I kind of dialed it back today, but
don't dial it back. Give it to us. We want it. Okay.
I definitely got some. I got some stuff in here that I don't even recognize my mother's son if I read some of this out loud. I'd be like, oh, well, you know, you was raised better than that.
That's what I'm talking about. It's all right.
That's the kind of stuff we like. That's all right.
And you, when you write stuff, you like, man, whew, I don't know what my mama would think. You know, you kind of you stepped out there, but I got you. I got plenty of stuff in my trunk. I'll put it like that. There's a level of freakiness that you just can't have with everybody. You got to put that up. You got to put that in and lock that away until the perfect time. So I'm assuming, you know, with you ladies, it was my perfect time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, Jay. I won't tell if you won't tell. Okay.
There you go.
Hey, it's all good. I mean, you know, we gonna work it out. I think I'm gonna make another visit next week. And I will say this, next week, you probably want to bring a change of clothes, change of underwear, because I'm going to definitely wet the room. That's a promise. I'm just going to let y'all know. I don't make idle threats, so I'm going to let you know we're going to bring the heat next week.
Right, man. All right.
Sign me up.
Yeah, bring it all.
All right. Well, thank you. Oh, wow. All right. Well, what a way to end the show. I'm telling you. Thank you so much, Jay, for stopping through and blessing us, Lord have mercy. One love, one mic, God.
One love, one mic, God.
One love, one mic.
Damn.
You know what? Let me just say this, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you. I really thank y'all for coming through tonight. And there have been little mini-os. There have been some serious thrills going on tonight. And for that, I thank you. Listen, y'all stay safe. It's not over. Now we're in another variant. So listen, wear your mask. Stay social distance, and y'all be safe. God bless you guys. Thank you. Diva?
Yes, yes. My diva said, you know, y'all got to be cautious, okay? I want you to get that good relationship going with yourself, because they're in my spirit. Continue to love yourself and love one another and have that respect. Use your common sense. A little bit more understandable, and by all means, please be very, very kind to yourself, because that relationship that you have with yourself will be here until you are here. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I think I'll take you out with this. So, peace.
Too grown to be famous. I want you to call out my name. I'll look you dead in your eyes as I gently kiss between your thighs. Girl, don't you run from me. I won't stop until I know, stop until I know that you came from. You can start off on the floor, be it to me. Whoa, yeah. Have you screaming out?